I want you to go ahead and turn to Acts chapter 5. We've been locked in on a series called Be My Witnesses. And so far in the book of Acts, what we've seen is we've seen Christ followers take to heart the command of Jesus. Jesus' command was, go and be my witnesses. Be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, into all of the world. Go and be my witnesses. And what we've seen is we've seen the Holy Spirit of God stir hearts. We've seen Him stir hearts. We've seen the Holy Spirit of God join people together to do incredible work for the kingdom. And the church is being built by God. It's growing daily because Jesus, His life, His death, and His resurrection is being preached and being taught. And the church, in turn, is now making a difference in the community in which she lives. And even beyond that, the church is making a difference. And we see that it's because they were sold out. They were sold out. Now, I want to ask you, what does that phrase mean, sold out? If someone says, hey, we're sold out, what does that mean? Now, first, you're probably thinking you're going to the store and you're looking for one particular thing and it's gone. Well, that is a definition of sold out, but that's not the definition I'm looking at today. See, I really believe that phrase sold out is important for Christ followers. It's important for the church because that phrase sold out, it means to be faithfully committed, to be dedicated to someone or something. It means to be loyal to someone or to something. And you see, in Acts, we see that the church was sold out to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They were sold out to God. And not only that, the church that we see in Acts, they were sold out to each other. I mean, they were meeting the needs of the people. And so it's very important today that we see this in Scripture. Now, when we come to Acts chapter 5, I must tell you, I read this chapter, I studied this chapter, and I thought, man, this would probably be better if it were two separate chapters. Because it's night and day difference. It's black and white difference. It's totally opposite ends of the spectrum. But it's all about being sold out. See, what we're going to see in Acts chapter 5 today is we're going to see a couple of people who were sold out. And then we're going to see a bunch of people who were sold out. The difference is a couple of people were sold out to self and a bunch of people were sold out to Jesus. And we're going to see a huge difference. And what I want you to understand today is that every one of you sitting in this building, anybody that can hear my voice, you are sold out today. I am sold out today. And I'm sold out one way or I'm sold out another. You're sold out one way or you're sold out another. And today we're going to see Scripture clearly define what it means to be sold out to Jesus Christ and even what it means to be sold out to self. In Acts chapter 5, we begin in verse 1. It says, "Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. And then Peter said, 'Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for this land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God.' And when Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard what had happened." Now, up to this point, we've seen the members of the church live in unity. We've seen them embrace God. We've seen them embrace Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We've seen them filled with the Holy Spirit, and their lives have changed in such a way that they no longer look to themselves, but they look to the Lord and they look to others. They no longer look to meet their own needs. They look to meet the needs of others. That's what we've seen so far up to this point. What we've seen is we've seen a denial of self. A denial of self. But in this passage, we see a sudden break in that philosophy. We see a sudden break in that choice. Ananias and Sapphira, they were sold out to self. Sold out to self. What does that mean? That means they thought of no one else but themselves. They were not worried about meeting anyone else's needs but their own. As a matter of fact, I would say Ananias and Sapphira wanted credit and comfort without true commitment. That's what they wanted. They wanted credit for giving, but they wanted to comfort themselves, and they didn't want to make a commitment. In other words, they didn't want to sacrifice. They wanted to be involved with what the church was doing. They wanted to be seen with the church, but they didn't want to sacrifice like the church. They didn't want to be loyal and dedicated to serving the king and the kingdom. They wanted to be loyal and dedicated to serving self. They were sold out to self. They demonstrated a spiritual hypocrisy based on selfishness. That's what they did. In Acts chapter 4, we didn't read this part, but we saw a man named Barnabas. Barnabas went and actually sold his land, and then he brought the money and laid it down at the apostles' feet. And we know from the context that he didn't just take what he wanted and then lay it down. No, he sold his land, took the money that he received from the land, and laid it all down at the apostles' feet. That's what we saw there in chapter 4. It was a Holy Spirit-filled gesture by a man who knew God was meeting his needs, and therefore he could only help meet the needs of others. It was generosity. It was compassion. It was mercy. It was Holy Spirit-filled. But what we see here is something totally different. We see Ananias and Sapphira, and we see that Peter points it out. They were not Holy Spirit-filled. They were Satan-filled. How is it that you could do such a thing? Why have you allowed Satan to fill your heart, to fill your mind with such a deed? See, Peter, he recognized it. I really believe the Holy Spirit gave him vision and gave him wisdom and gave him understanding of what was taking place. I read that passage and I thought, well, now, wait a minute. Did Peter have some private eyes? Did he have some private investigators out seeking this out? How did he know such a thing? Well, the Bible tells us over and over again, and especially in Acts, that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit of God. He was filled with the Holy Spirit of God. He was only there to advance the kingdom of God, and he did that through denying self. And so I believe the Holy Spirit gave him eyes, gave him ears, gave him a heart, gave him a mind to know exactly what was going on. And he called them out. He said, how could you do such a thing? And what we see in this passage is that being sold out to self, it actually leads to suffering and fear. It leads to suffering and fear. Now, sin we know is serious. And because sin is serious, the consequences of sin are serious. And many times, we believe that our sin will only impact and affect us. And many times that is true. But sin will always go further than you think. And sin will always infiltrate and impact more people than you think. See, sin is serious. The consequences of sin are serious. And sin here, being sold out to self, led to suffering and fear. As a matter of fact, in this passage, we see that God's judgment was not passed over or prolonged. It was immediate. Do you see it? God's justice, because of sin, was immediate. Ananias died. He died right then, and he died right there. If you continue to read that passage, Sapphira comes in, and they question her. And she tries to kind of skirt around it like Ananias did, and guess what happens to Sapphira? She dies right there, on the spot, in the public's eye. The church suffered. As a matter of fact, it says that people were afraid to meet with them. They were afraid to even get close to the church because they heard what happened to Ananias and Sapphira, who supposedly were part of the church, were members of the church. And so you can see how their sin didn't just impact and affect them. It impacted and affected the church, and it even impacted and affected those outside of the church. Sin is serious. The consequences of sin, they are serious. And I know that today, sometimes we don't see it this way. We don't see God's immediate judgment, His immediate justice. Many times it is prolonged. Sometimes it is passed over because of the mercy of God or the grace of God. But I'm going to tell you something. God's judgment and God's justice will come. It will come. It'll come in His way, and it'll come in His time. Now, I'm so glad that that's not the only passage of Scripture that I read over the past couple of weeks. Because that's so disappointing to read that passage of Scripture, but then you come to Acts chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. Listen to what it says. It says, the apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people. In other words, they kept on going. They were the energizer bunny. They just kept going and going and going. It says, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. The unbelievers respected the Christ followers, but because of what happened, they feared joining them. You see? They're suffering the consequences of the sin of Ananias and Sapphira, but we see that God is continuing to give them a word, and they are continuing to be faithful to that word, and watch what happens. It says, nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed them by. Crowds gathered also from the towns of Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by impure spirits, and all of them were healed. Isn't it amazing how God can take even the worst of us and turn it into something good for His kingdom? Even though this scene happens, this circumstance happens with Ananias and Sapphira, even though we look at that and we go, okay, well, the church suffered because people didn't even want to get close to them. They didn't want to go and meet with them and worship with them because they were afraid of what God might do. What we see is we see the apostles be faithful to the preaching of God's word. They continue to preach the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. They continue to preach the grace and the mercy and the goodness and the love of God. And even though there was fear in the people, it says that men and women chose to believe and that they were added to the number in the church. You see, it all happened because the apostles were sold out to Jesus. They were sold out to Jesus, even though what they saw scared them. Even though what they saw confused them, they remained faithful to the Word of God. They remained faithful to do what they were called to do, and that is preach and teach Jesus Christ, His life, His death, and His resurrection. And because they were sold out to Jesus, we see incredible things happen. Listen, they were committed to the kingdom because they were committed to the King. They were committed to the church. They were committed to the people. They were loyal to them. In Acts 5:17, we see that once again, the Sadducees, they were jealous. See, the Sadducees, they thought, all right, yeah, we're finally getting rid of this Jesus. We're finally putting a stop to this Christian crowd, this Christ-following crowd, this work of the Lord. We're finally getting rid of it. So now we can have the attention. Now we can have the power. Again, I would say the Sadducees were a lot like Ananias and Sapphira. They were filled with self. They were sold out to self. And they were jealous because they saw what was happening. Why? Because the name of Jesus was being preached. Look at what it says in verses 19 through 21. That after the Pharisees and Sadducees had them arrested, they had them arrested and had them put away. The Bible says, but during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people about this new life. At daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people. You see, the apostles were sold out to Jesus. And even though they may have been scared to walk out of that prison, because that's where they were supposed to be, the angel said, you go into the temple courts and you teach Jesus Christ. You preach Jesus. You talk about this new life. Why do you think that's important that they went into the temple courts? Because that's the public eye. When they go into the temple courts, everybody can see them. Everybody can hear them. And so it shows that they were unselfish. It shows that they were unified, and it shows they were unafraid, as we looked at last week. Why? Because they were sold out to Jesus. And the Bible says they had the chance to run free. They could have taken off and got out of that city, got away from those Sadducees. They could have done that, but they were obedient. The Bible says they did just as they were told. They went to the temple courts. They preached Jesus Christ, and they were loyal to Him. They were loyal to the King. They were loyal to the kingdom. And look at what happens. Verses 27 through 32. It says the apostles were brought in, and they were made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. Listen to what he says. He says, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood." And Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things." Don't you love that? He says, "We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." That sounds like a man sold out to the Lord, if you ask me. He's standing before the people that have his life in their hands. That they could kill him on the spot. They could execute him. But let me just tell you something. He was unashamed. He was unafraid. Why? Because he was sold out to Jesus Christ. And because he was sold out to Jesus Christ, there was nothing that could hinder his message. Nothing that could hinder his heart. He spoke the truth. He said, "This Jesus was raised from the dead. That's the name I preach. And the Holy Spirit of God is in me and empowering me to preach this message." It was almost like, do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. Because that's the truth. See, what we see is that these men, the apostles, Peter, and the rest of them, they wanted everyone to know the truth. The truth, no matter the cost. No matter the cost. What is the truth? The truth is that we are sinners. We put Jesus on the cross. Our sin. We deserve to die. But Jesus Christ is God's love for us. That if we will repent of our sins and trust in him as Savior, he will save us and he will forgive us. That's the message. Sold out to the king, sold out to the message. And the religious leaders, you know what? They were furious. As a matter of fact, they wanted to kill them right there. Right there. What stopped them? God. God spoke to another religious leader. And this man comes to them. His name was Gamaliel. He was a Pharisee. And he spoke to them publicly. Look at what he says there in verse 38. It says, "There in this present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men." That's good. "You will only find yourselves fighting against God." His speech persuaded them, and they called the apostles in, and they had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing, because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Whose name are you preaching? By whose authority are you healing the sick? Why are you doing this? And one name, no other name. One name was mentioned. Jesus. Jesus. And now they say, "We're going to whip you. We're going to send you out. But you better stop preaching the name of Jesus." And look at verse 42. "Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that is Jesus the Messiah." Wow. How could anyone do that? How could anyone do what these men did? When you sell out to Jesus, Jesus empowers you. He empowers you through the Holy Spirit to be able to go places that you would never go on your own, to say things that you would never say on your own, to do things you would never do on your own. That's Jesus. And when you're sold out to Jesus, you're sold out to the kingdom. And you're sold out to his purpose. You're sold out to his way of life. In other words, you deny yourself. You turn your back on your wishes and your desires and your ways and your time. See, you can't be one or the other. There is no middle ground. You will be sold out to the Lord, or you will be sold out to self. And I'm going to tell you, being sold out to Jesus, as we see in this passage, it brings healing and it brings rejoicing no matter the circumstances. Don't you love that? The apostles, it says they rejoiced. They just got flogged. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's not just a little pat on the wrist. These men were beaten publicly. They were humiliated. And yet they walked out of that place rejoicing. Why? Because they had been counted worthy to suffer because of the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit empowered them. The Holy Spirit enabled them to do what they did. And then he picked them up and he put them right back in a place where they could preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says they did not stop. They did not stop. You've heard it said before. I've said it before. I believe it. God's grace is greater than all our sin. God's love reaches farther than we could ever imagine. God is so good. God's love and God's grace is so amazing. I used to use a word in youth ministry. I still use it today. He's God-mazing. God-mazing. What does that mean? Only God could do it. Only God can get credit. Only God can receive glory. And today I want you to see that we are sold out. We are either sold out to self or we're sold out to the Lord. How can we know the difference? Because if we're sold out to self, we won't be pointing people to Jesus. We won't be speaking the name of Jesus. We'll only be speaking our own name. We won't be reaching out and meeting the needs of others. We'll only be taking care of our own needs. We won't embrace unity. We won't embrace family because it'll only be about us. When you're sold out to Jesus, you're sold out to His kingdom. You're sold out to His name. You're sold out to His glory. You're preaching His name. You're teaching His name. You're pointing others to Him. I wonder today, what do our words, what do our actions tell others? Are we vessels of suffering or fear? Or are we vessels of healing and rejoicing? Because I'm going to tell you today, you're sold out. And you may say, well, no. Yeah, you're sold out. I'm sold out. Our children are sold out. We're either sold out to self or we're sold out to Jesus. And there is no middle ground. And today, I wonder, well, what do our lives tell others? What do our words tell others? What do our actions tell others? Now, does it tell them that we belong to God through Jesus Christ? That we belong to a kingdom that is advancing on this earth? Or do we tell them something else? Do we tell others that they don't matter? Do we tell others that God doesn't love them? Do we tell others that it doesn't matter what happens at your workplace or in the school or in this community? It only matters what happens in my house. I've said this before. Too many of us, we're building our own empires rather than being a part of the kingdom. We're building our own empires. We're building our own castles rather than moving where God wants us to move and advancing His kingdom. I'm going to tell you, my king has built me a castle, and it's not on this earth. My king has built me a castle, and he built it with himself, and he built it out of stuff that I could never build with. And it's big, and it's spacious, and he's got everything I need. He's got everything that I'll ever want. So why would I try to build something down here that can't even match what he's already built for me? See, what I want to do is I want others to know that Jesus Christ loves them. I want others to know that Jesus Christ has gone and done for you what no one else could do. What is that? He lived a perfect life that you couldn't live. He died a sacrificial death on a cross that you deserve to die on. But he rose from the grave and he defeated your death and your sin all at once. And if you will admit your sin before God, if you will repent of your sin, that doesn't mean saying, oh, I'm sorry, God. That means, God, I'm guilty. It's mine. I did it. I told my Sunday school this morning, my Sunday school class, we were talking about God's goodness. You can't separate good from God. You just can't. God and good go together. They always have and they always will. But the Bible says of man, there is no one who is good. No one. Ever. There's no one who's ever been good, going to be good, or is good right now. We're evil. We're sinners. And apart from Jesus, we have no hope. We have no hope in this life or the next. But Jesus Christ lived and died and rose again to defeat sin, to defeat death. He took God's judgment, God's justice all at once. and it was judgment and justice that you and I deserve, an eternity's worth. But when we repent of our sin, when we say, God, I'm guilty, Jesus died for me, He died for my sin. If I was the only being on this earth, Jesus died for me, He died for my sin. And God, I admit my sin before You, I repent of it, I turn from it, I believe that Jesus Christ, Your Son, is the Messiah. I believe He lived and died and rose again for me. And I embrace Him as my Lord and my Savior. In that moment, the Bible says when you call on the name of Jesus, you will be saved. The Bible says the baptism of the Holy Spirit takes place. In other words, He falls on you. And each and every day, you can get up and you can walk empowered, filled, enabled by the Holy Spirit of God. And I'm going to tell you what that will help you do. That will help you deny self. That will help you live for Him and move for Him, go for Him, speak for Him, touch for Him, and it'll make a difference, not in your castle, but in His kingdom. Be my witnesses. That's what Jesus said. He didn't say, hey, Jeff, go and be your own witness. He didn't say, hey, you, go and witness for yourself. The command was clear. He looked at all of His disciples, and He looked through the history of mankind to you and to me, and He said, hey, go and be my disciple. Go and be my witness. Tell others about me. Tell others about my life, my death, my resurrection. You're either sold out to self or you're sold out to the Lord. That's it. You can think one way or the other, but your life will tell the truth. Your words, your actions will tell the truth. Heaven forbid that it be a situation like Ananias and Sapphira, where you think you got everybody fooled, being a part of it, the comfort and the credit, without the commitment, without the sacrifice. Because here's the thing, Peter was not Ananias' judge. Peter was not Sapphira's judge. Peter was a witness of Jesus Christ. God was the judge. And His judgment was immediate, and it was just. They died immediately because they were sold out to self. Selling out to self will lead to fear and suffering, and ultimately death, death for eternity. Sold out to Jesus, it leads to healing and rejoicing, and ultimately it leads to life eternally. I pray today you are sold out to Jesus. I pray that your life tells that story. Let's pray.